There you go. We had a story yesterday. We have another story today. And talking to Lynn McElhaney, who's the chairman of the committee that is looking to propose changes to the city charter. Eight changes. So they're going to, we're going to have our, and as she mentioned, I mean, are we going to get to take an intermission during voting? I mean, when you're in the polling place, they're going to give you a chair to sit down? Because, I mean, this
Maybe they'll pass out Gatorade.
Could do that. This is going to be a long ballot because you got your national stuff. Then you're going to have, you know, some state stuff, and then you got a little bit of local stuff. And, you know, the local stuff is not partisan. You know, you got your city council. We've already done that once, and that's they had to remind people, oh, I got to vote some more? Anyway, and then after they finished all of that, there'll be these eight questions about changes in the city charter in College Station. So if you're going into College Station, take a drink with you. I mean, you know, you may want to rest. Take a breather. You can't leave the voting box and turn around and stretch your legs and come back.
Yeah. But
probably wouldn't be the thing to do. But, and look, we'll spend time on this. The only thing that happened yesterday, my understanding is that the city council said, yeah, they accepted the recommendations for review.
Right.
And there'll be discussion about this. Be a couple of things, you know, a couple of times for people to discuss this. I'm sure the city will have that on there. But, folks, I don't know the other seven, and I'll sit down. I promise I'll read them, and so we can talk about them. And we'll have people in here to talk about this. But this recall thing has a couple of things in there that are a little bit bothersome to me, just a little bit bothersome. As it stands right now, according to the city charter, as I understand it in College Station, you need at least 40% of the total number of votes that were cast for an office on a petition to recall someone sitting in that office, whether it's a member of city council or mayor. And in reading the story that Matthew Watkins had today in the paper where he's discussing that, one of the troublesome things that to me is that now they are looking at having people who definitely voted in the last election for that seat have to be the ones who signed the petition, as I understand it. And if that's the case, I really don't like that. Because if you're talking about recalling an elected official, when you start trying to disenfranchise people simply because they did not vote in that election last time, they could have been registered voters, but if they didn't vote for city council seat X, then they cannot sign a petition to recall the person sitting in city council seat X.
The whole thing just sounds like sour grapes.
Yeah. Well, that's, I mean, and then I... There's a quote in there from former Mayor Gary Halter, says, recall should only be used to remove somebody who doesn't have the good sense to resign. No, that's not right. No, because the arrogance of elected officials, they may think that they were right in everything they voted for. This is an opportunity. This is the purpose of recall is in between the elections. If somebody goes, whoa, wait a minute. I don't like what you did. Now, he's saying it's because they don't have the good sense to resign. Recall is about people not being happy with things that seated elected officials do. That is part of the process. Don't once again say that that person who is sitting the elected seat is smarter than you are, knows better what's best for you than you do for yourself. So no, it's not about people who don't have the sense to resign. Anyway, we'll talk about it more. My apologies to the people in Bryan because you don't care, and I understand because it's not your city. But the day may come when your city charter will be reviewed. And to their credit, College Station is reviewing their city charter. They should have done it years ago, and I think you'll find people there who are more than willing to say that they should have done it years ago. And I understand the idea. You don't want a few rabble-rousers to stop the process, and I got that. But don't start trying to disenfranchise people from their ability to be part of a recall movement. Not a good thing. Okay, I'm done.
Cleansing breath.
There you go.
U.S. has terminated $2 million funding to create a Pakistani version of Sesame Street after getting reports that the puppet theater producing it guilty of corruption. Corruption in U.S. dollars? I can't imagine. In other words, the federal government was paying somebody in another country and there was corruption involved?
No.
I'm so sorry to hear that. So disappointed. Yeah, anyway. Okay, no winner in Wednesday night's Powerball, so here we go. We're back up over 200 million. Tom, does that mean you start collecting money now?
I mean, maybe
when
so.
Over 200 million, don't we go through and
I think so.
And do all that stuff?
We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Know, we may need to draft some sort of an agreement that you know, somebody needs to be the keeper of the flame.
Got my lawyer in line.
Just remember, chances 195.2 million to 1, but
it's all right, all you need is one winning ticket.
That's right. 139 million be your cash payout. Then you won't have to worry about anything else that's going on. Social networking site LinkedIn, you part of that? Uh-oh.
Little hacked action.
6.5 million encrypted passwords were compromised and posted online at a Russian hacker site. So if you're getting new spam today that has Ruski writing, you know why. LinkedIn is home of 150 million users. Suggested the breach is limited to 10% of the professional network's users. Okay, see how that works. Who is Amanda Bynes.
She's a used to be a child actress that was recently arrested for DWI.
She was, and I guess
thought the president could get her off the hook.
You know, that's a really interesting thing. You have to say the young lady certainly aims for the stars. As Chase said, she was arrested for DUI, and so decided to go ahead and tweet, "Hey, Barack Obama, I don't drink. Please fire the cop who arrested me. I also don't hit and run. The end." So, I mean, you know, you may as well, right? Go up there and see how that works out for you.
Worst thing anybody can tell you is no.
Yeah.
That's right. I mean, yeah, he wrote somebody an excuse for school, so why not? Yeah.
Twice.
He did. That's right. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's what got her motivated.
Dear judge.
Yeah, just let her off the
please
DUI.
Please excuse.
Yeah. Hello. Yeah.
Hello. How are you this morning?
Oh, it's good. It's almost Friday.
Hey, was Amanda's last name Hug and Kiss?
Wow.
Spent your minutes on that one, did you? Hope you got the unlimited plan.
There you go. Donald Trump says he's going to sue Miss Pennsylvania. Did you hear about this? You know,
For libel or what?
Well, yeah, we didn't talk about it. You know, the Miss USA pageant was, I think, on Monday night or something.
Yeah, I think it was on the Longhorn Network.
That's something like that. Sheena Monin, she's Miss Pennsylvania.
Of course she is.
Yeah. Claims the pageant is rigged because another contestant, quote, saw a list of the top five before the show ever started, end quote. How about that?
Maybe somebody was handicapping it.
Could be. She wrote on Facebook, "I can no longer be affiliated in any way with an organization I consider to be fraudulent, lacking in morals, inconsistent, in many ways, trashy." Trashy.
Trashy.
So, of course, the Today Show contacts Donald and asks if he'd like to come on and talk about it. You can imagine the answer to that. So Donald's on the Today Show. He says, quote, "When using the word fraud, that's pretty strong." He said, "In my opinion, Sheena," quote, "didn't have a chance to finish in the top 15.
Oh, wow.
Close. Smackdown from the Donald. But again, Donald, you want to come on TV? Yep, I'll be there. Yep. What do you need me to say? Yep, I can do that too.
This is Mitzi Marriott.